That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum's great resolve to turn over a new leaf and be thrifty with his money instead of throwing it away on foolish investments somehow went by the boards. At any rate, when he returned from the county seat yesterday, where he had gone to deposit his money in the bank, he announced with great enthusiasm that he and Abner would soon be rich. It seems that he had just bought 5 cases of hats. Now we'll soon see what happens next. These are the days, folks, when driving to the mountains, country, seashore, or lake cottage on a weekend trip with your family or friends is a lot of fun. But when you wake up the next morning sneezing and sniffling, all stuffed up with a summer cold, you think, oh, why didn't I bring along an extra package of Alka-Seltzer? Well, that's the time when you realize that it's mighty wise to buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer so you'll always have it with you at home or away. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give you extra fast relief from the discomforts of a summer cold because its dependable analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate helps relieve the headachy, feverish feeling. Alka-Seltzer offers you extra value because it's good not only for colds, but it's also good for headaches and the muscular fatigue that often takes the joy out of your weekend trips. So next time, get that extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore before your weekend begins. Yes, buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then carry an extra package in your car. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store still trying to convince Abner that he had made a wise purchase the day before. Listen.
Now, Abner, you don't need to act that way. I ain't did nothing so terrible. I ain't robbed nobody or nothing like that.
5 cases of hats.
Well, what's wrong with that? We can sell them. This is a general store here. It ain't against the law to sell hats. If we expect to stay in business, we got to have merchandise.
5 whole cases of hats.
All right, Abner. Now, cut out saying that.
After all that big talk about how you was a changed man, not going to invest your money in nothing silly no more. Going to put it all in the bank. Going to save it. Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, Abner.
Change man. 5 cases of H-A-T-S-S.
Abner, if you ain't careful, you're going to push me just a little bit too far. I bought them hats, and I'm glad of it. And I don't care what you or anybody else says.
You don't, huh?
No, sir. I'm proud of it.
Oh,
shows good business, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Men like me that gets ahead in the business world.
Uh-huh.
I'm the type that sees a good opportunity and jumps at it. And gets rich.
Gets rich, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much money have you got right now?
Well, I'm a little short right now.
Yesterday you had $700. What you got now?
Well,
5 cases of hats.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't forget that I paid off that big bill we had at the wholesale house.
Yeah, that's right. I know you did, Lum. And I'm much obliged to you for it, too. That was mighty thoughty of you.
Well, I was glad to do it. But what thanks do I get
for it? Well, I'm sorrowful for how I've been acting, but Lord me.
Well, I'd think you would be.
But, Lum, just tell me one thing. How come you to buy them hats?
Well, I just thought it was a good idea, and I got them.
You mean that you actually went in of your own free will and accord and said, I want to buy 5 cases of hats? Here's my $250.
Well, not exactly that way. Yeah.
Well, what then? Did you just order 4 cases and they sold you 5?
No.
3?
No.
2?
No, Abner. It was, well, I reckon you'd say it was sort of an auction sale.
Sort of an auction sale?
Well, fact is, that's what it was. An auction.
Oh, I see. What was you doing at an auction sale when you're supposed to be on your way to the bank to deposit your money?
Well, I was on my way to the bank. I never actually went to this auction sale.
Never went to it? They never brung it to you, did they?
Well, I mean, I never exactly aimed on it. See, I seen this big crowd at the old Western Arkansas Outfitting Company, so I stopped in to see what was going on.
You stood right up there and started bidding your head off.
I never done no such a thing. Quick as I seen it was an auction sale, I made up my mind right then and there that I wasn't going to buy nothing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, that's what I done. I seen him put up some awful good merchandise, too, but I wouldn't bid a nickel. Not a penny.
Well, how did you get the hats in?
I'm coming to that.
In a hurry.
About the time I was getting ready to leave and go to the bank, I seen Gilroy Adams stand there in the crowd, and he hollered over at me and said, "Why ain't you bidding, Lum?" And I hollered back and said, "Too thrifty."
You said what?
Too thrifty.
Oh.
Next thing I knowed, I was the owner of 5 cases of hats for $2.50.
You mean the auctioneer thought you'd bid that on them?
Yeah. He stood up there and yelled out, "Sold to the man with a handlebar mustache for $2.50.
Well, why in the world didn't you tell him that you hadn't bid long?
Well, I tried to, but I don't know. There's something about an auction. The auctioneer was about 6'6", had that hammer in his hand. I don't know. It just didn't seem like the time to argue.
Well, if that don't beat all. So you paid him the money, huh?
Well, what else could I do?
Law me, Lum, sometimes I think I oughtn't to trust you out of my sight. Again, you got some money in your pocket.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. This is a goodbye I've got. Actually, that's why I let the thing go through, I think.
5 cases of hats.
Now, just a second. We can make a lot of money off of them.
You can, huh?
Why, sure. I think there's about 50 hats in one of them cases, so that'd make about 250 all told.
250 hats?
Well, that means they just cost $1 apiece. I know good and well we can sell them for more than that. Well, I've heard a new hat selling for $5.
A dozen?
No, a piece.
Oh. Well, are these all brand new hats?
Well, they ain't never been wore before, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They ain't this year's models.
Uh-oh.
See, they was auctioning off all the old merchandise they had in stock. But near as I can see, that don't matter with hats.
It don't, huh?
Well, you know as well as I do that men's hat styles don't ever change.
No.
Just women's hats that change every year or so.
Yeah.
But not men's.
No.
Well, I've wore the same hat for 7 years, and you couldn't tell it from the ones they're selling right now. Oh, the color might have faded a little, but that's all.
Yeah, that band you got on there is green, used to be blue.
I know.
First got it.
But it's still in style.
Yeah, I'd say.
Now, we stand to make a lot of money out of this deal, Abner. Do you realize that if we sell them hats for just $2 apiece, we can make $250 profit? Clear.
Yeah. If we sell them, we can.
What do you mean, if we sell them? These are good hats.
Well, I don't doubt that, but who's going to buy them? There ain't no 250 fellas in this town that needs new hats. There ain't much turnover in that business. Fella don't need to buy one of them things more than once every 5 or 10 years.
Well, we'll make them hat conscious.
Huh?
Put on a big advertising campaign. Maybe get the high school youngins to wear them. Start a fad amongst them.
Well, you might get the boys to wear them, but I don't think the girls would ever take such advantage as that.
I just mean the boys.
Oh, well, I was going to say they wear some silly things, but I don't believe they'd wear
them. Well, I know we can work this right out fine if we can sell them hats out in no time at all. Might put on a National Pine Ridge Hat Week. Oh, there's 1,000 things we can study up to help sell them.
Is there any straw hats in there?
I don't know. I reckon so.
Well, ain't you saw them?
No, I bought them sight on scene.
Oh, my goodness alive.
But I reckon there's all kinds in there.
Oh,
elk hats, panty molds, anigories, bowlers, hamburgers, straw hats, pork pies.
Pork pies? How'd them get in there?
You saw men wear pork pies, ain't you?
Oh, I never have. I'd love to, though. Kind of messy, ain't it?
No, that's just the way they fold them.
Fold a crust over, you mean?
No, the hat.
Fold a hat over the pie? What are they trying to do, sneak out with it?
Abner, it ain't nothing you eat.
Well, I don't know. I sort of enjoy myself. Chicken pies are my favorite, so.
Pork pie is the name of a hat. They just fold the crown of it down to where it looks like a pork pie. That's why they call it that.
Oh, I see.
Sort of a telescope effect.
Well, what about that hamburger you talking about? Is that a hat they fold down to where it looks like a hamburger?
Hey, Mr. Long.
Onions, mustard, pickles.
Hey, the truck just drove up and the feller wants to see you.
I know, that must be your hat, Slum. You said they was going to deliver them today.
Yeah, that must be them, all right. Yeah, I better get out there and tell them where to set them. I'll be right back.
Yeah, all right. Take your time. How are you today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good. Is that what's in that truck there, hats?
Yeah. Long bought a whole batch of them at the county seat at some auction sale.
Oh, going to sell them, are you?
Well, Long seems to think we're. I ain't so sure of it myself.
You know, I might get me a new hat for next winter.
Next winter?
Yes, Long. The one I got now ain't so good no more. The tail's getting a little thin.
Oh, yes.
Like it's got the mange.
Well, I don't know whether there'll be any of them coonskin models in this batch or not, Cedric. You might ask Lum.
Yes, Lum.
I ain't surprised that the tail of your hat's wore out. You've been carrying it on the radiators of your car so long, the wind whipping it. I don't reckon old Lum knows exactly what's in them boxes itself, fur as that goes.
Hey, will you fellas come out here and help me get these boxes inside the store?
Oh, yeah, all right. Come on, Cedric.
What's the matter with the driver? Why didn't he do it?
Oh, he never had time, he said. Hurry up.
Yeah, I know because he has drove away, ain't he?
Is there a coonskin cap in there, Mr. Lum?
I don't know, Cedric.
Let's open them boxes up and see what all you got in there, Lum.
No, let's get them inside first.
Well, let's just take a peek at this cardboard box. Here, Cedric, take hold of the top of that man, rip it open.
Yes, Lum.
And I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, I'm anxious to see what you bought. Fact said, I might buy a new hat myself.
Well, looky there. What in the heck kind of junk's this in here?
Let me see, Cedric.
These feathers and bays and flowers.
Well,
and
these ain't men's hats, Lum. They're for women.
Huh?
And they ain't even put together yet, neither.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see.
Hey, look what's stamped on them other boxes. Women's hat supplies. I told you, Lum, didn't you even ask them what kind of hats you was getting?
No, I just natural figured they was for men.
Oh, for the law of me sakes, eh, Lum?
Grannies, I ain't licked yet.
Oh.
I'll still make a big profit out of this. Maybe even more. Come on, let's get these things inside the door.
Uh-oh. I wonder if Lum realizes just how dangerous and mysterious a business he's getting into. Women's hats. Now be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Folks, I know that many times you have special plans, such as a party or show for the weekend. Well, why let your plans be ruined by occasional acid indigestion when it's so easy to be prepared for extra fast relief? Just make sure you have a 2-package supply of Alka-Seltzer on hand to help give you really pleasant relief when you need it. You see, Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties are extra effective because they can help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want for extra fast relief because it's dissolved and ready to go right to work when you drink it. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take, too, because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution which is refreshing to taste. And here's something else to remember. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. That's another of the extra values you get in Alka-Seltzer. Now, with all these extra benefits, why delay? Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your nearest drugstore right now. Buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then keep 1 at home and take 1 with you wherever you go. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.